Welcome back to the NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network. Once again, New River Radio and Digital General Manager, Paul Johnson.
Welcome back to Business Spotlight. Thank you so much for having the radio on this morning. I'm Paul Johnson. We're joined in the studio now by Joe Jackson. Joe is the owner of Action Contracting in Blacksburg, fairly new business, and we're going to find out a lot about it. First of all, Joe, welcome. Good morning.
Well, thank you. Good morning as well.
Good to have you here. Now, this is a new business. I know you've been planning on this for a while, but before we get to Action Contracting, let's talk a little bit about your background. You from this area? How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I'm originally from Bland County, Virginia.
Okay.
And just recently moved to Blacksburg. It'll be 2 years this July.
Right.
And I'm just kind of fairly new. Haven't done a lot of sightseeing, per se, in the area. Just trying to really get Action Contracting off the ground is basically work.
Right, exactly. So we'll talk about what Action Contracting does, but I assume that's your background, you grew up learning these things or worked in the construction field and some of the things that you do?
Yeah, I've did quite a few things. I've done construction on and off all my life. I've did the landscaping part of everything. Just a lot of hands-on activities. I learned a lot from my dad.
Right.
And a lot through different jobs and things that led me up to wanting to do and be my own boss at Action Contracting.
So what triggers in your brain, I'm going to up and start my own business? Because that's a pretty bold step. To go from working for somebody, getting a paycheck, to saying, it's all on me now.
Yeah. Well, what it led me to it is I always wanted to be my own boss.
Sure.
I like to, again, be my own boss, but have, kind of set my own pace at things. And, when I do something, I want to be able to, do it right and do it best to my abilities. And that way I don't have anybody kind of, over my shoulder, saying this and do this. And,
right. And the culture of the business, I know, is very important to you as well,
yes.
What your business stands for. If you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, Action Contracting, the culture of it is, I've always been called Action through school. So,
okay.
And my dad had been
so
as
Action
well.
So Action Jackson was a nickname
Jackson,
then?
Yeah, was the nickname. So it was that passed down to me from my dad. And so I was like Action, contracting.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. That's how the name came about.
Right.
And so I'm kind of proud of the name, just.
So what did you have to go through from the day you decided, gosh darn it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start my own business to the day you opened your doors. Walk me through that timeline.
Well, it has been a little process,
mm-hmm.
For sure. Been 2 years coming, actually, or running. I'm a welder by trade as
okay.
well, and so I was.
But you didn't know anything about starting an LLC, you know how to do the work, but there's different layers on top of that as far as running your own company.
Well, that's true. I like I said, I was a welder, and then I was like, well, I've been doing this on the side for a side business, just
mm-hmm.
never starting or, getting a legitimacy of the LLC started or
right.
business part started.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, like I said, I worked, did it on the side, and then I'm like, well, I'm finally going to make the big step.
Right.
And when I did, I had to go through processes of, registering of the name with the state of Virginia, a lot of odds and ends that come along with it, and then start purchasing stuff that I didn't have or new things that I did have.
Right.
And then it's took this long to get it going.
Well, I was going to say, you can't just declare, I'm going to open my own business and then open the doors tomorrow.
Yeah, no. I would have liked to have it, come about shorter,
right.
in a shorter time period, but it just didn't happen. Like I said, I worked for a while, I was a welder and did this thing on the side, and it just took a while.
Right.
And that's just what it is. And had got hurt a little bit at work, just, you know, and then that allowed me to start getting my contractor's license, allowed me to, you know, be home and get a lot more done, you know, as in calling and getting the registration and getting things going up
sure.
and running, and then going out and purchasing things. So,
so is there a date where on this day we opened our doors? What's, you know, when, I mean, when did you officially start business as Action Contract?
March 30th.
Wow.
So it's not really been that long. March 30th,
right.
Yeah, of this year. And that's the first day I opened doors and the first job opportunity that I had.
Did you have some jobs lined up before technically you were open as a business?
I had some things lined up, did a few estimates and things like that,
mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't able to do them at the time. I had to line everything out and get people lined up, and then I set the date for
right.
March 30th to
gotcha.
Be the day to start. You know, the weather was changing, getting, you know, warmer, and there was just a few jobs I couldn't do until
right.
the weather
yeah.
you know, cleared up. And
well, let's talk about Action Contracting specifically, okay. the services that your company provides. So let's talk about those.
Okay.
I mean, for the most part, I know that there's, you know, I checked on your Facebook page, start with tree removal or, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, we do that. We do tree removal. We also can plant the trees, prune, trim, do a lot of...
Yeah, I guess removal is just one small step of what may happen.
Yes, yes, it is. Yeah.
Did you have a background in that? You had mentioned learning a lot of stuff from your dad.
Yeah, well, he didn't show me that. I had worked for a company, a tree service company, for almost 3 years, and
right.
I was a climber, Class A climber or trimmer, and that I had learned from them, and they taught me a lot, and as in climbing and the knots you have to know to be safety
right
and all the trimming aspects of things. And so that's kind of how that came
because
about.
That is a trade. I mean, you
oh,
can't
yeah.
just you know,
yes,
guys like me get hurt every day going I can take that branch down. You know,
yeah.
you really should rely
yeah,
on a professional.
Safety first for mm-hmm. sure. I mean, you have to know what you're doing and be confident in what you're doing and be confident in your equipment
right
To do anything,
yeah.
Whether it is the tree service or running machinery or anything, you have to be confident and know what you're doing,
right?
For sure.
So, I mean, you know, whether are you dealing mostly, or is your vision to deal mostly with people with large properties as far as trees, things like that, or
right.
could it just be a neighborhood? You know, somebody in the neighborhood that says, "Hey, I'm worried about that."
Yeah, no, it is. It's for any and all people. It's for commercial and residential.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to, you know, start growing my business as in the commercial field, but also doing residential, be able to help out in the community.
Right.
If there is such a tree or, you know, something out there that somebody don't feel safe because there is such thing as danger trees.
I mean, yeah, of course.
You know, near power lines or... you know, above someone's house, garage, whatever there is. You know, it's definitely unsafe to do it. Try to do it by yourself if
yeah.
you don't have a background
absolutely.
In doing that.
Joe Jackson's the owner of Action Contracting. We're talking about trees. Let's put the chainsaw down a little bit and go into some of the other things that the company does, Joe.
Okay. We do landscaping and hardscaping, some of the walkway services, building the walkways, and then landscaping with mowing and weed eating, mulch, putting the mulch down.
Right.
A lot of those services, a lot of different things in that area.
So how far would you go in a situation like that? Would you, you know, patio building, things like that, or is that a little bit beyond?
That may be a little bit beyond right now, but
okay.
that is something that I'm looking forward to, you know, doing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
More of a sawwalk type deal now
right.
Would be the best situation for the hardscaping part.
And, right.
But as far as, you know, landscaping, putting down mulch and doing a whole somebody that needed a huge area covered with the mulch and planting flowers and doing all that.
Very nice.
That was, you know, I can do that. I can envision things well for that if somebody don't have their own vision already.
Right. Exactly. So somebody that's got a new property or something like that, they haven't even gotten to that point yet, you'd be somebody to work with.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I definitely like to think so. I can, I'm really, that's my passion. I like to, you know, see something that's new, particularly, and just go into it and do my own thing if they let me with it, and just make it turn out beautiful for the customer, and let them be happy with it is the most important thing.
Right. I know another thing that your company does is like gravel driveways.
Yes,
gravel.
Sir.
Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, I have a 17 or 14 foot seven dump trailer that I haul. I can haul 5 or 6 ton of gravel in it and at a time, and we can do gravel driveways. It really doesn't matter the length, pretty much on that.
Right.
I can do that, and I have a mini excavator, so we can do the potholes. It's not only gravel in the driveway, but if it needs smoothed out or anything like that. You know, because potholes are a problem, especially with the gravel driveways.
Right.
And I have a lady, you know, that just messaged me yesterday about that as well, fixing potholes.
Well, and the bottom line is somebody that already has a gravel driveway, it degrades over time, right?
Yes, sir, it does. So there's a lot of demand for that, actually.
Yeah.
More than I thought, you know, there's a lot of paving and cement driveways, but there's also a lot of gravel driveways in the area.
Certainly.
Commercial and residential.
Yeah. So we've talked about the trees, tree service. We've talked about landscaping, gravel driveways. Anything else, Joe, with Action Contracting?
Well, I do land clearing. I have a wood chipper and a decent size, so we do some land clearing. We do... handyman services, some indoor things as well as, you know, outdoor.
Right.
We do some indoor services as well. It could be anything from small electrical, putting in a light bulb to, you know, some roofing.
Right.
Putting in handrails. We're trying to accomplish everything. My whole goal at the end is to, if somebody purchases a property, and they need it cleared off and then the home built. That's my whole goal, to grow the company and to make it a franchise, is being able to do it all for somebody. They call Action Contracting. They can get it all done at one swipe.
Right. So, I mean, somebody says, I don't have a gravel driveway. I have a regular driveway. I don't have any trees. There's still a lot of reasons that you might be able to help them.
Yes, sir. Definitely call Action Contracting.
Now, I know you just opened in March, but would this normally, or is this a busy time just based on winter being over and everything that may have happened with potholes, things like that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, sir. There's a busy time. Like I said, March 30th started, and there's already, you know, I'm starting to fill up the calendar.
So were you doing a job on March 30th?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
A tree job, matter of fact. Yeah.
Right.
It's a removal. So.
Mm-hmm. So how have customers found you up until now? I mean, how did they know you were there?
Well, I have purchased a lot of cards and card stands I've put out in different convenience stores. I made a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page.
Right.
And also I have signage on the side of my truck, my vehicle, in case somebody pulls up beside of me.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts and some stickers as well that I put on my machinery in case anybody sees that.
Right.
So
very grassroots, but trying to get the word out there.
Yes, sir.
Have you had enough customers now where they're starting to recommend you as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Word of mouth is definitely a big commodity.
Right.
They do. That's almost one of the biggest ones. You know, if you do a great job for somebody, they're going to tell the next person.
Sure.
So I like that, and that's been a big help.
So I know that just based on time, you haven't done 100 jobs so far. Maybe you have, smaller ones. What's been your favorite job so far that, that Action Contracting has done? What's been your favorite project? Maybe not the biggest, but yeah, start to finish gave you the most satisfaction.
Well, the biggest one would be the very first job I did. It was a removal of, it was 25, about 30 to 50 foot pine trees. And we had to remove it for a company that was in Bland, Virginia. And we was able to clear out and get rid of some of the danger trees that I had been speaking about that already done some damage to somebody's house, you know. So we was able to get that cleared out, and they were very satisfied, and it was a good day. It was a good first job.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's pretty a pretty big first job, I
yes.
would say.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
So you mentioned danger tree. I mean, how does somebody know if they have one? I mean, you know, just somebody, you know, I've got a couple of trees in my yard, and every once in a while a branch will come down, but I don't know if it's something that's going to become a bigger issue. I mean, how would a person know that?
Well, if it's closer than 5 to 10 feet from a power line, that's considered a danger tree. If it, you know, of course, if it's hanging over your home or your carport or garage, that's a danger tree. But also, it's in the you can check around the base of it and see if there's it's rotting or the bark is starting to fall off, and you can tell if that's starting to disintegrate.
Right.
And you know, you can look also about midway in the crotch of the trees. They start getting a black color to them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the bark's coming off, and the limbs also will be just disintegrating, basically. And those are the danger trees.
Are you able to come out if I call you and just say, I'm not sure, this doesn't look right? you know, would you come out and let me know?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Free estimates for sure. You know, to come out and check and to see if it is. See if it is a danger tree and see if it's something that we need to take care of.
Right. Well, you mentioned your first big job was in Bland. You're based in Blacksburg. How far out would you go, Joe?
Yeah, well, it's looking like it would be 100 miles, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm covering from Blacksburg to Bland, Withfield area, down back around to even Roanoke, going to Roanoke.
Right.
So it's kind of one big, you know, circle per se.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know you can go out that far because, again, you know, with a lot of the products that, you know, the services that, that Action Contracting does, like the gravel roads and maybe a lot of the tree stuff and clearing land, certainly, mm-hmm. we are talking about some of the rural areas,
right?
Sir. For the most part.
Yes, for the most part, yes.
So what do you know now? This is Joe Jackson, by the way. He's the owner of Action Contracting, new company. What do you know now about running a business that you didn't know a year ago, 2 years ago?
Well, I know that there's a lot of work to be done out there, and mm-hmm. that a lot of people, you know, need a lot of services that I have, and that's a great thing. And I know that it's not easy, but it's also very satisfying running your own company.
Right.
Being your own boss.
Yeah.
It is very satisfying.
Well, you can, if you want, vote yourself employee of the day and give yourself the day off.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, have you been busier than you thought you would be? Has it met your expectations so far?
It's starting to. We're picking up the pace, and things are definitely looking up, especially with the weather change. You know, it was already, it was still snowing. And you know, not too long ago, it snowed off and on, and that's, you know, as the weather gets warmer, things are starting to pick up for a lot of what I do. But also, I'll be doing things in the winter as well. Like I said, I have machinery and things to take care of tree services or construction. We do small construction, you know, with the machinery and just everything. So it's looking good all the way around the year.
So when you say small construction, what are you talking about with that? I mean, what would that mean to a consumer?
Well, we're getting ready to build some decks, depends on, you know, if you need an extra room on the home, you know, just anything to do with that, as well as, you know, you need a road built, you need, you know, a driveway to your home built.
Right.
You know,
wow.
Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're definitely looking
so
into that.
So you're not putting a cap, you know, there it doesn't sound like there's a cap on what you either can do now or will be able to do
exactly.
in the future.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, you know, like I've said, I want it to be an all around service when you call my company.
Right.
And that way it can be done. If you need it done, then we can do it.
Right. Action Contracting is the name of the company. He's Joe Jackson, the owner. They're in Blacksburg, but they can come to you. If you're hearing this right now, I guarantee he can come to you. So how do we get in touch with you, Joe? How do we get in touch with Action Contracting?
Well, you can call 540-744-3176. That's the business phone. And you can go on Facebook at Action Contracting LLC. And also, you can stop by most convenience stores. They have my cards. So that would be just some of the ways right now that you can get in touch with me.
Well, I know on Facebook, on your Facebook page, you've got some pictures of some jobs that you've done on there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
do you want to talk about any of those specific projects? Not naming names, but some of the things that you've done recently that people could see pictures of.
Well, we have a few on there, like you said. A lot of it is the gravel driveway so far. I've done a couple of those, and also some of the landscaping capabilities, as well as you know, just the regular mowing and weed eating, the capabilities
right.
of Action Contracting so far.
Well, I noticed on one of those pictures the lawn had quite a slope to it.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
You know, I mean, again, that takes it out of the regular homeowner's hands at that point, doesn't it? If the slope is too much, it's dangerous, quite
yes.
frankly.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And but that's where, again, you know, you can call Action Contract and we can take care of that. That's part of what we do. You know, we can get it done and get it done safely.
Right. So what do you see in the future for the business? What are your dreams for this business becoming, Joe?
Well, I want it to become, you know, a franchise. I want it to grow more than just one shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want it to be a grow as have a few businesses, you know, a few places in different places, a few spots, and I want to be able to end up doing, you know, the whole shebang, as you say, get it done. You need it done. I can take care of it.
Right. To be known,
to be known as
you know, a guy who can kind of do it all.
Yeah. That's right. Just you know, if you call us, no matter what your need is, we can take care of it.
Right.
And if we can't, we can also contract out other companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the moment, until I'm able to grow the business to where I'm wanting it to be. You know,
right.
we can call other companies and contract out. Whatever job is need to be done.
So you're the point person at that point.
Yes,
a lot
sir.
Of it you can do yourself. A lot of it you know the contractors who you can bring in to get it done.
Yes, sir.
So I'd encourage you. Look at Joe's Facebook page. I mean, it's really good. There are some nice photos on there, some of the work that he's done. Again, Action Contracting LLC. And I learned this before. There are other Action Contractings across the country. Make sure you're looking at the one in Blacksburg. Phone number again, 540-744-3176. Joe, anything we haven't talked about that you wanted to talk about the company, about you personally, family, anything? It was kind of your last, you know, your last chance to tell us about you and the company.
Well, yes, we are a faith-based company as well. And we provide, you know, commercial and residential needs, and it's we're a close-knit family as well as company. And you call us, and we'll, you know, it's like calling your friend. You know, we get out there, get it done, give you an estimate, and go from there. You know, we try to be personal with our customers.
Right, right. Well, I tell you, I always have great admiration for somebody who says, you know, I'm getting a steady paycheck, but I want to do this myself. You know, you talked
right.
about being faith-based.
Yes,
you know, you can set the culture of what your company stands for. And if you work for somebody else, that's not in your control. So
right.
So I know it's a bold step. Any regrets along the way?
No, sir, none at all. If anything, I'm well pleased with the way things are turning out and that I know will turn out.
So. Terrific. Action Contracting, Joe Jackson. Joe, thank you, and good luck in the future.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I have a feeling you're going to hear about Action Contracting. So, Joe Jackson, our guest this morning on Business Spotlight. We appreciate you listening. Thank you so much for having the radio on. This is the WRAD Talk Network.
This has been the NRV Business Spotlight on WRAD. If you missed any of today's program or any past program, find it online at WRADradio.com. And listen next Saturday morning at 11 for the next NRV Business Spotlight on the WRAD Talk Network.